This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right.
Yippee-yay.
Jamming some phone calls here right now. Let's talk to Chris in North Dakota. Thanks for holding, Chris.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, waiting. Heard you talk about already a bunch of the points I would like to get to. It's just that everybody knows that Ukraine is basically a vassal colony, like Putin said, of the U.S. You know, Russia is run by oligarchs, and everybody knows that. Well, what people really don't get to see is that Ukraine is also run by oligarchs, but they are American politicians, they are NATO ambassadors, they are EU politicians. And when Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi are on the steadfast together of a solution, you know America is in distress. It's, you go opposite of that thinking.
No, I agree with you. I mean, it's on record that the West has set up an oligarchy there, and that's what's going on.
And I had no idea. I really didn't think that that Putin would actually go towards Kiev. And I thought he would take the Donetsk and Luhansk region and hold them. But yeah, today we woke up in a different world.
Well, there's no doubt that the world's going into a major orchestrated crisis, and they want to bring in a cashless society, global IDs out of it. We must oppose those, no matter what group or what government, whether it's the Russians or the Chinese or the U.S. or the EU or the U.K. or the Mexicans or the whoever it is. We say no to the global ID. We say no to the lockdowns. We say no to the tyranny. Thank you for the call, Chris. Great points. All right, let's talk to Lisa in Rhode Island. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. So I want to thank you, first of all, for taking my call. And second of all, I'm in the most smallest state, most corrupt state in the Union, Rhode Island, which Tucker Carlson noted, which I'm sure you'll laugh at.
It's okay. You're in Rhode Island. What's your take on all this?
I want to thank you, first of all, for waking up Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, because I listen to them now constantly. And I buy a lot of your stuff, which I have all over my car, and people are responding to it, which is awesome. My take on this is I don't think we should be focusing on Ukraine in the news with Alex Jones or anybody else. I think we should be focusing on Canada, our brothers, our friends, and what's going on there. Because I think that's important to the United States right now, what is going on in Canada. And if we can help our Canadian friends, I think it's going to make America a little bit stronger.
I totally agree that this Russia thing becomes a distraction from the economy and the open borders in Canada. Thank you so much, Lisa. God bless you from Rhode Island. Elaine in Maine, you got about a minute and a half. Go ahead. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm just whacked out. Actually, it's crazy.
I'm calling because I just wanted to say, in my opinion, I think the whole thing is theater over there. I think Biden has worked a deal. Biden and the UN has worked a deal with Putin. It's just my opinion that Putin can have Ukraine, and in exchange, that they're going to be Biden is going to blame Russia and Putin when the deep state sets off bombs or whatever and cancels our grid, shuts down our grid, and I just think they're going to blame Russia, and it's been theater, the whole thing.
Elaine, don't hang up. Get me, if you want to give me your name and number, I want you at the start of the show tomorrow to come on for a full segment with me, because I tend to think you're right. Just like Hitler made a deal with Stalin, and then they turn against each other just like other deals have been made. I smell that as well. I'm not saying that's what's happened, but I think you're right. So Elaine and Manny will be the first caller tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Paul Watson's about to take over. I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, everybody, on what I'm sure you will agree is quite a slow news day here on the 24th of February, 2022. Of course, we had the end of COVID restrictions, full end of COVID restrictions here in the UK today. Across Europe, COVID restrictions are ending as well. And lo and behold, we have another great catastrophe with which to terrify the global population. Now, of course, I'm going to get into the latest on the Russian attack on Ukraine. The narrative that has emerged, though, on social media over the past couple of hours, and this has been picked up by the official @Ukraine Twitter account, they're now moving to censor, to silence, to ostracize. Eventually, they hope to lock up people who they will call traitors, who they will call anti-American, merely for questioning NATO's narrative, NATO's regime messaging. We've seen that over the past couple of weeks with Tucker Carlson, him coming out on Fox News and basically saying that Vladimir Putin isn't to blame for high inflation in the United States. He's not to blame for their infrastructure crisis. He's not to blame for fentanyl sales. He's not to blame for rising crime in major cities. We've seen that narrative that makes Tucker Carlson a traitor, a pro-Putin asset, and anti-American. We've seen in the British Parliament today, in response to this Russia attack on Ukraine, MPs getting up and saying that Vladimir Putin should be arrested, taken to The Hague, and put on a war crimes trial, because flagrantly violating the sovereignty of independent nations and launching a bombardment against them to topple their governments is morally wrong and an international war crime. Of course, only when Vladimir Putin does it, when Barack Obama and David Cameron, the president and prime minister, did it back in 2011 with Libya, again, supported rebels in the regions, gave them weapons, launched a complete air bombardment of Libya, taking out their air defenses, just like Russia did last night to the Ukraine. That was morally good. That was a good thing, because we're the good guys, and it's okay when we do it. Okay when we send weapons to terrorists, to freedom fighters, as we would call them. Okay when we support rebels in contested areas. Okay, when we launch missile strikes on airports in Libya, that's all fine. But when Vladimir Putin does it, it's an international war crime. He should be dragged in front of the UN. And anyone who gives him aid and comfort, including people like Tucker Carlson, should maybe not only be stripped of their free speech, censored, banned, ostracized, but maybe even thrown in prison. In fact, the word traitor is trending right now on Twitter. It has been for the past couple of hours, with Nigel Farage saying basically that NATO was to blame for this escalation, their weakness and their unwillingness to negotiate with Putin as it regards their expansion in the East. They're to blame for this escalation. For him making that statement, he's now being accused of victim blaming. Yeah, they're literally trotting out feminist narratives now. And they're saying that he's Lord Hor-Hor, that he's like the people who appeased Hitler, and that he should be punished. Now they're literally slowly rolling out this narrative that anyone who doesn't completely agree, completely swallow and sign on to the Biden White House narrative, the NATO narrative, that they want people to believe, is in fact a traitor and basically akin to the people who supported Hitler in World War II. And as I said, Ukraine is apparently banning the @Russia account on Twitter is going to stop Putin's war machine, apparently. Just like, by the way, lighting up 10 Downing Street in blue and yellow colors as a show of support to Ukraine is going to stop Putin's war machine. Thoughts and prayers. Apparently, we're yet to settle on a hashtag which will stop the T-90 tanks rolling into Kiev. But again, it's probably going to have a massive effect, isn't it? That's the other indignity that we have to endure, is celebrities. And I'm not going to sit here and lecture you on the geopolitical strategy or the history of Ukraine and Russia, because I'm no expert on it, but we have celebrities already coming out, giving their completely worthless, pointless take, and trying to get people to, quote, promote narratives that back NATO, that back the Biden White House. In fact, there was an article, and this is posted on reclaimthenet.org, where Twitter came out and they said, in error, censored a bunch of pro-Ukraine accounts that were posting the maneuvers, the actions of Russian military forces. They said that these accounts were banned in error. But listen to this. A Twitter spokesperson also said, quote, we've been proactively monitoring for emerging narratives that are violative of our policies. And in this instance, we took enforcement action on a number of accounts in error. So they've openly come out and said they're monitoring in live time, quote, emerging narratives about this Russia-Ukraine war that they will then take punitive action against. So it's gone beyond questioning lockdowns. It's gone beyond questioning the efficacy of vaccines. Now the social media censorship is moving into the sphere of banning, censoring, ostracizing people who question the narrative of war, no matter which side you support or don't support in this debate. So they're already moving on to talking about people being traitors for not saying that Vladimir Putin is basically Hitler. You don't even have to support him. If you don't support the NATO narrative, then you might be a traitor too. Meanwhile, anti-war protesters in downtown Moscow are being quickly detained brutally by police. And again, Vladimir Putin, he's bad for doing that. Maybe they should have their bank accounts freeze too. Oh, sorry, that's what Justin Trudeau did in Canada. That's what his riot cops did when they trampled disabled people in Ottawa. It's okay when we do it. New York Times reports thousands of protesters took to the streets of Russian cities on Thursday. There are also some in St. Petersburg, by the way, who, based on the latest video, haven't been violently dragged away yet. Maybe, again, Putin's on the phone to Justin Trudeau to get tips on how to do that. The police detained more than 600 people in Moscow alone, according to a rights group. Also, on how this ties into Canada, Chrystia Freeland, the Deputy Prime Minister in Canada, she of the incredibly bizarre nodding during press conferences, which I'm going to get onto in a later segment, she's come out and said that Putin should, quote, F off. And again, that is something which will definitely stop the Putin war machine. You have Ukrainians huddling in bomb shelters, terrified for their lives, but the Deputy Canadian Prime Minister has, in the past hour, told Vladimir Putin on Twitter, I believe, to F off. So another stunning act of diplomacy there. Of course, Biden, in the past couple of hours, after going to sleep last night, when the bombardment began, as Ukraine's air defenses were being wiped out, as the military air bases were being eviscerated off the map, as soldiers, and in some cases civilians, were being slaughtered, what did Joe Biden do? He went straight to bed. The White House put out a press release last night saying that Biden would only publicly address the issue, which he did about an hour ago, quote, later in the afternoon. There's a potential for a world war, a massive conflagration, and Joe Biden, the leader of the free world, the guy who can't even pronounce Kiev, calls it Kiev, is basically on his third nap of the day. He finally came out earlier today and admitted that the sanctions against Putin have basically had no effect whatsoever. So what's the solution to this latest escalation, according to Joe Biden? More pointless sanctions, he literally said in the next sentence almost. The sanctions are pointless, so what we're going to do is have more pointless sanctions. And again, this is testament to the complete impotence and the weakness of the West. And this is the video that I put out earlier. We're going to get onto it in the next segment. We're running out of time here. Basically, the Pentagon, NATO, they've been transfixed with diversity, with inclusion, with multiculturalism, with self-loathing. The West as a civilizational whole has been completely transfixed with self-loathing for the past decade, 15 years plus, and now we expect these esteemed leaders to take on the military might of Vladimir Putin's war machine. Let's see how well that goes. We'll get into that on the other side. Summit, got news, don't go away.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Ivan, the same people who supported the disgraceful war crime, the actual war crime that was the bombing of Libya, supporting of jihadist rebels, sending weapons to thugs in the region, toppling a regime which led, of course, not only to the rise of ISIS, which is directly what the invasion and bombing of Libya led to, but, of course, the international migrant crisis and the invasion of Europe itself in a different manner, which we're still paying the price for today, and, of course, a spate innumerable mass casualty terror attacks throughout Europe for a decade, which are still happening on a basically monthly basis at this point, because of the illegal bombardment of Libya by NATO, the same people, the US, the UK, who are now morally grandstanding over Vladimir Putin, doing basically exactly the same thing to Ukraine. Scott Greer just tweeted, 19 years ago, America invaded a sovereign nation over made-up national security concerns. All the people behind that effort now claim that Russia invading Ukraine over national security concerns is a threat to the rules-based global order. Very strange. And, of course, we have this bizarre dichotomy where Russia and China for years now have come out and said that they recognize that this wokeism within the United States, within the West itself, this civilizational self-loathing, is basically going to cause the collapse of the West, at least in the long term, giving them the opportunity to step into the breach and impose their influence. And this video very much touches on that subject. This is Woke World War. Here it is. Well, that escalated quickly.
Explosions right across this vast country.
Turns out that electing a president who can't even say Kiev properly,
the capital city of Kiev,
and who responded to the attack by going to bed, didn't deter Putin. The White House issued a press release saying that Biden will publicly address the crisis sometime, quote, tomorrow afternoon. Presumably after he wakes up from his third nap of the day. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi doesn't even know what country Russia invaded.
Well, if you look at the map and you see Hungary, and you see how it is interpreted Hungary.
Turns out that repealing Trump's ban on transgenders in the military didn't deter Putin. Turns out that the Pentagon's effort to help non-binary people who identify as they-them serve openly in the military didn't deter Putin. Putin's manly recruitment ads stand no chance against Ukraine's they-them army. Really, how did that work out for you? Turns out NATO's commitment to inclusion and diversity didn't deter Putin.
At NATO,
diversity
is our strength.
Putin waited until the West was weakly led, low on patriotism and manhood, with the media obsessed over domestic trivialities and politicians with a penchant for waging war on their own citizens. Perfect timing. Meanwhile, there still seems to be a lot of confusion about whether this represents a world war or merely woke war one. I feel like I'm watching George Floyd die again, only the country version. We all stand around knowing this is wrong but helpless to stop it. What can we do? Hashtag Ukraine is George Floyd. Reports that Russian Spetsnaz soldiers have already begun tearing down George Floyd murals in Kiev have been denied. I've got a question for you. Do you think what Putin's done is worse than racism? But Putin said he attacked Ukraine to fight the Nazis. Wait, didn't the legacy media and political class just spend the last 5 years telling us that political violence is just justified so long as you're fighting Nazis? Antifa literally means anti-fascism. They're fighting Nazis. How could you oppose that? Putin literally used the Antifa excuse. We're fighting Nazis, therefore we're virtuous. Isn't Putin just on a grand scale punching a Nazi. So, yeah, save me the contrived sanctimony of a political class that has venerated political violence as a force for moral good, suddenly wetting the bed in response to an overwhelming show of political violence. Save me the feigned outrage of a legacy media that dismissed and ignored the riotous destruction of American cities. Now being up in arms about the destruction of Ukrainian airports, the fiery but mostly peaceful obliteration of Ukraine's entire military infrastructure. The crocodile tears of NATO apologists. The same people who vehemently supported NATO bombing Libya in much the same manner that Russia bombed Ukraine. Save me the moral grandstanding of people who hate America, saying Americans who don't blindly swallow Biden White House narratives are anti-American traitors. The way the right wing is openly rooting for Russia and its authoritarian leader is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. Save me the cope and seethe of those who voted for the deep state war administration, now suddenly complaining about war. Sold uranium to Russia, Democrats. Crimea invaded, Democrats. US domestic pipeline shut down, Democrats. Nuclear power halted, Democrats. Ukraine invaded again, Democrats. Starting to notice a pattern. Now the same people who usually hate the mere concept of nation states and borders have all added the Ukraine flag to their Twitter bio. One thing about the Democrat Ukraine Russia narrative is that it serves the purpose of giving liberals a sort of pseudo-patriotism to use as a virtue signal. This takes the place of their obvious lack of real patriotism. They will use it to look down on you as an anti-American. 220,000 illegal immigrants have evaded US authorities since October. America's borders are about as resilient as a chocolate fire guard. Yet the same people who champion all that are suddenly all big mad about Ukraine's border being violated. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz warned Boris Johnson that Germany would not support kicking Russia out of SWIFT, and neither would the EU. Nord Stream gas cooks. Wow, turns out Europe being totally dependent on utterly inadequate green energy isn't a good idea. Does the West have the resolve to face down Putin? Or has years of civilizational self-loathing finally taken its toll? While Russia wipes out a country's entire air defense system, the US Joint Chiefs of Staff are more concerned about wiping out racism.
I want to understand white rage. And I'm white.
While China moves to snuff out Taiwan, the Pentagon moves to snuff out white privilege. Autocratic leaders believe in hypermasculinity, raw physical power. They believe that might makes right. America has spent decades fetishizing soft, cuddly, emotional power. Putin and Xi don't respect it at all. This is the result. And how confident would you be in, say, 20 years' time? In the American military, the way it's heading, successfully defending Americans in a war against Russia and China. As I already explained in a previous video, the State Department was told directly that China thinks wokeism will subvert and collapse the West. Now Putin is imposing his will, safe in the knowledge that the Biden White House and the US deep state are seemingly more concerned about the threat posed by American parents who complain about critical race theory at school board meetings than they are about actual foreign adversaries. And then we're left with the key question. Would any of this have happened under Trump? There we have it. And I'm not even joking, I'm not being flippant about this whole wokeism thing. The initial response, and not just on Twitter with the Ukrainian flag in the bios, with the hashtags, with the thoughts and prayers, the initial response to this from the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has to been to highlight the fact that they've put up a blue and yellow impose flag over Downing Street. They flashed blue and yellow colours onto the front of Downing Street, and that's their response. Their response to this invasion, this brutal attack, is just another virtue signal. And now in the past 30 minutes, he's on Twitter bragging about it. Oh my God, look, we're good people, we're virtue signalling, thoughts and prayers. This is how they think, they're completely impotent. We'll be back, don't go away.
Two life-changing, life-empowering products are now back in stock after being sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. Winter Sun is the highest quality organic vitamin D3 taken under the tongue. It also has vitamin K, critical for your immune system, and so much more. It's 50% off, despite the fact it's going to sell out very, very quickly because everybody needs this. old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter. You need what's in Winter Sun. And then we have Brain Force Ultra, super fast acting, amazing, clean, nootropic system that is a complement to Brain Force Plus and, of course, Turbo Force. All three of these are different formulas, but all three of them take your mind and take your focus and clarity and alertness to the next level. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really need to because they are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the celebrities are already out in force saying that we need to amplify NATO narratives. That's sure to stop Putin's war machine. The official Ukraine Twitter account is telling Twitter to ban the official Russia Twitter account, which I'm sure they'll do. They banned the President of the United States, after all. That's sure to stop Putin's war machine. The government of the United Kingdom is blasting the colours of the Ukraine flag onto the front of the building of 10 Downing Street. That's sure to stop Putin's war machine. And then we have this. This is out of the Times. This is from today.
spies told, this is British spies, this is James Bond, right? Spies told, mind your privileged language. This is what's important according to our military-industrial complex, and we wonder why Putin sees us as weak and impotent. British spies have been encouraged to consider their white privilege. Bear in mind that literally the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as I highlighted in that video, came out after January 6th and said that, quote, white rage was one of their major concerns. Not China taking Taiwan, no, white people in the United States exercising their white rage. British spies have been encouraged to consider their white privilege and avoid gendered terms such as manpower in a guide to improving diversity and inclusion in the security services, it was reported last night. They're literally wasting time on telling them don't use the word manpower rather than educating them, training them on how to spy on our adversaries. This is taking up resources and time. This is why we're seen as fools by China, by Russia. The leaked doc, and they say it. I had a video on it last week. 10 years ago, the US State Department was told directly in a voluminous report, stop hyper-focusing on all this identity politics woke crap. 10 years ago they were told this because it's a weakness and China thinks that they're not even going to have to do anything, that it's going to lead to the collapse, subversion of your societies, demoralization of your societies without them having to lift a finger. The leaked document also advises MI5 and MI6 officers, that's James Bond, not to use words such as strong and grip because they can reinforce dominant cultural patterns. Oh my God, I'm sure the Russian Spetsnaz soldiers are quaking in their boots. They're going to meet people, they're going to get spied on, they're going to get interrupted by people who are afraid of using the word strong. The advice, again, they're quaking, they're crapping bricks. The advice titled Mission Critical was thought to have been given by Sir Stephen Lovegrove, the National Security Advisor, in October, and to have raised concern in other areas of government. Critics have argued that security officials should have been less focused on inclusion, more alert to events in Afghanistan and Ukraine. Oh, do you think? No, we need to worry about offensive words. The Taliban's taken over Afghanistan. China's about to invade Taiwan, take it back. They basically took back Hong Kong. Russia's taken Ukraine. But no, we're worried about the word strong and manpower. Pathetic. Brendan O'Neill writes in Spiked on this issue, quote, you couldn't ask for a clearer snapshot of the divide between the West and Russia today. In the West, institutions are riddled with political correctness, incapacitated by wokeness, and increasingly incapable of being serious about any, almost any issue, including geopolitics. And in Russia, there's a leader who is a keen observer of this Western decay as he sees it. Remember Zhirinovsky, I made a video on this as well. He said that white Americans would literally end up fleeing to Siberia because of the domestic political strife being fostered by these same regime deep state forces within the United States itself. He continues, the West is beset by socio-cultural disturbances, Putin recently said. They recognize this. We're basically committing cultural suicide. Where Russia under Putin is reviving pride and nostalgia for Russian history, at least the version of history that the Putin regime prefers, in the West they pursue the aggressive deletion of whole pages of their own history. That's a quote from Putin. Again, this civilizational self-loathing that puts us on such a pathetic, weak back foot. He continues, quote, the West is too busy teaching that a boy can become a girl and vice versa to be able to defend its own traditions and truths. Putin chastises, and now we have British security bosses obsessing over pronouns as Putin spies more territory for the Russian Federation, fiddling while Ukraine burns. Absolutely incredible. But again, I'm sure, transposing the Ukraine flag on Downing Street will deter Putin. Once he sees that, the T-90 tanks get pulled back immediately. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian president, and this is actually a news story today, Zelensky, while his country is being invaded and bombarded, while his military infrastructure is being completely wiped out, guess what the president of Ukraine is doing? He's conducting a sit-down interview for a documentary with Sean Penn. Remember that guy? Who was the guy in South Ossetia? The Georgian president, where he was eating his own hair while the Russians were invading. That's basically the equivalent. Information Liberation reports, Zelensky finds time to chat with Sean Penn for documentary amid Russian siege. Ukraine's comedian president Vladimir Zelensky took the time to speak with actor Sean Penn as part of a documentary on the Russian invasion as his military was being destroyed. Yeah, you'd think he'd have quite a full schedule today, don't you? You think that the Sean Penn documentary interview would get pushed back a little bit? No. Zelensky released the embarrassing video himself Thursday on Instagram, writing, quote, "The more such people in our country now, true friends of Ukraine who support the struggle for freedom, the sooner it will be possible to stop Russia's treacherous attack." Yeah, I'm sure him doing a sit-down interview in a Sean Penn documentary is really going to deter the might of the Russian military. Absolutely incredible. Zero Hedge reports, Russian forces seize Chernobyl nuclear plant, Kremlin willing to talk Kiev's terms of surrender. Ukraine's government has confirmed the Chernobyl power plant site has been seized by Russian forces. Of course, they can't bombard it because it will release radioactivity throughout Europe. The Prime Minister made the announcement in a televised briefing saying Russian troops are taking control of the zone and nuclear power plant. Biden presented with menu of options for massive cyber attacks against Russia. Oh, they're going to take down the Russia.military site. Oh, my God, that's really going to stop. They're going to take a website offline for about an hour. Oh, my God, the absolute power and strength. The manpower. You can't say manpower. Don't say that. Meanwhile, China might be there tomorrow, warns Chinese state pundit in dire Taiwan-Ukraine comparison. The influential former editor and current commentator for China's state-run English daily, Global Times, issued a shocking comment hours into Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Qiu Jihin weighed in on Thursday's PLA fighter jet breach of Taiwan's air defense identification zone. That's right. And they've got ships in the South China Sea once again, by saying, quote, "Get used to it. There may be more PLA aircraft flying there tomorrow." So China sees that Biden is weak. China sees that the UK Ministry of Defense is more concerned about people using correct pronouns and not using the word manpower. And what was the other one? Grip. Yes, grip. The word, not using the word grip is more of a concern than fighting, than spying on our aggressive foreign adversaries. These are the people representing us. And yet now we're being called the traitors for simply pointing out that somebody who is obviously cognitively deficient and can't even say the word Kiev correctly, somebody whose first reaction to the most dangerous military escalation in Europe for decades, his first reaction was to go to bed, and his White House's first reaction was to issue a press release saying that Joe Biden may make a public appearance, may talk about it sometime tomorrow in the afternoon. Pathetic. We'll be...
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
So the same legacy media, the same political class that says borders are bad, national sovereignty is bad, private ownership of firearms is bad, patriotism is bad, suddenly that's all good, but only in the context of Ukraine. You had CNN yesterday come out again. This is a tweet from John Berman. The Ukrainians will fight like hell. If every Ukrainian takes a gun, Russians don't have a prayer. What? So the Second Amendment's good now? And in fact, on that very subject, Spectator Index reports, Ukraine's interior minister announces 10,000 automatic rifles have been distributed to civilians in Kiev. Suddenly, private ownership of guns is a good thing. What a turnaround. Now, I was talking before the break about the MOD telling British spies to use the correct pronouns, to not use words such as manpower, strong, and grip, because that could offend people. These are our spies who are literally tasked with combating Moscow and Beijing, but they're being taught, educated, trained that the words they use, the sounds that come out of their mouths are more important. Well, on the day that Russia bombards Ukraine, the MOD LGBT network, which apparently is a thing, has come out, and Darren Grimes just tweeted this, I retweeted it. And they say, again, this is MOD. This is the British military-industrial complex, Ministry of Defense. Today, for LGBT History Month, we hosted a coffee morning in the main building, which had a great turnout. In the afternoon, we hosted a book club webinar, where we discussed our favorite LGBT plus books. While Vladimir Putin was bombarding Ukraine, this is what our Ministry of Defense was talking about. What is your favorite book and why? And then they have a couple of handy definitions, including pansexual refers to a person whose romantic and or sexual attraction towards others is not limited by sex or gender. This is the Ministry of Defense doing a virtue signal tweet about how they had a gay coffee book club event earlier today. Putin and President Xi are indeed laughing at us. Let's try and cover some other news, though, in this final 8 minutes. Let's go to the video now, because, of course, we had the brutal treatment of the Canadian protesters by the Trudeau regime. Again, it's only bad when protesters are getting violently brutalized and denied their free speech. It's only bad when Putin does it, when Trudeau sends in the riot cops and the police horses to trample disabled people. It's liberal and progressive. They abandoned or declared that the Emergencies Act was now over. It was revoked, of course, yesterday, despite simultaneously saying that they would keep provisions of the Emergencies Act, seizing bank accounts, freezing assets of people who merely donated to the Canadian Freedom Convoy truckers, including single mothers who donated $50 before the Trudeau regime even declared it all illegitimate. And Trudeau had a press conference, but people noted his deputy prime minister in the background, who has this bizarre facial tic where she nods throughout in a way which is absolutely bizarre. Let's go to the video. It speaks for itself. The video is called Weird Nodding Woman, and here it is. One thing almost as grating as the Trudeau regime's brutalist authoritarianism is this kind of glib assumed moral high ground sanctimony used to disguise it. And while the lies sliver out of Trudeau's serpent-like mouth, his Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland behaves like this.
In a democracy, you can protest. You can share your opinion at the top of your lungs. You can disagree with elected officials. You can certainly disagree with me. But you can't harass your fellow citizens who disagree with you. You can't hold a city hostage. You can't block a critical trade corridor and deprive people of their jobs. You can't attack journalists for reporting, which is essential to our democracy. What you can do is vote. What you can do is run for office. That's how change happens in a democracy. In a democracy, you can protest. You can share your opinion at the top of your...
What are you doing? Do you think relentlessly nodding like that somehow makes your behavior righteous? This is the same woman who just announced that parts of the odious Emergencies Act will become permanent. Namely, the part where people can have their assets stripped and bank accounts frozen. Merely for expressing an anti-regime opinion by donating to political causes they support. Single mothers who donated $50 to the Freedom Convoy, even before the Trudeau regime declared it illegitimate, are having their bank account seized. That's nothing short of vile. So why do you seem so proud of yourself?
Which is essential to our democracy.
You're an enforcement goon for a malevolent globalist regime that targets good, honest, hard-working people merely for opposing your agenda. You don't have the moral high ground, so what's all this weird affirmative nodding about? Are you trying to convince yourself or what?
Vote.
Then you have Captain Blackface himself.
Canada and our allies will defend democracy. We are taking these actions today to stand against authoritarianism. The people of Ukraine, like all people, must be free to determine their own future.
Yeah, because you're the perfect voice to speak out against authoritarianism, aren't you? You just sent riot cops and police horses to trample disabled people for exercising basic free speech. And you've got the nerve to lecture anyone else about authoritarianism. And there she is again, the nodder-in-chief, doing her best Mussolini impersonation. doesn't matter how many times you do it, you're a good person doesn't make what you've inflicted on Canadians anything other than what it is, an utter disgrace. Now let's talk briefly in this final few minutes about the 100% safe and effective vaccine. Of course, the vaccine mandate was what the Canadian truckers are protesting against before they got trampled by police horses because Justin Trudeau is so progressive. Daily Skeptic reports, coronavirus, key genetic sequence for furin cleavage site patented by Moderna in 2016. Daily Mail has the story, fresh suspicion that COVID may have been tinkered with in a lab emerged today after scientists found genetic material owned by Moderna in the virus's spike protein. Oh, really? This is awkward, isn't it? They identified a tiny snippet of code that is identical to part of a gene patented by the vaccine maker 3 years before the pandemic. It was discovered in SARS-CoV-2's unique furin cleavage site, the part that makes it so good at infecting people and separates it from other coronaviruses. Gee, I wonder what could have been going on there. Daily Skeptic also reports vaccine side effects up to 10 times higher than official figures, but again, it's 100% safe and effective. A board member of a large German insurance company has spoken out over the alarming data his company has found regarding COVID vaccine side effects, which don't exist because it's 100% safe and effective. Up to the end of 2021, the German government recorded 245,000 vaccine side effects. However, the analysis by health insurance company BBK Provita suggests the true figure is up to 10 times higher. But again, it's 100% safe and effective. So safe and effective that several times a week now we have medical emergencies at English football matches where either the players at the peak of their physical condition suddenly collapse on the pitch after 3 minutes with heart problems and breathing problems, or indeed medical emergencies in the stands with the spectators watching the game. Headline, English football match hit with yet another medical emergency. This took place on Tuesday night at the Sunderland-Burton Albion match, which had to be delayed by nearly an hour after a fan collapsed in the stadium. And again, this happens several times a week. Obviously, if you get 20, 30,000 people attending a game, some of them are going to collapse because the vaccine's 100% safe and effective. Referee Robert Lewis was forced to suspend the game after just 4 minutes after a supporter situated in Sunderland's West Stand required treatment. And of course, the German newspaper Berliner Zeitung published a report seeking to answer why, quote, an unusually large number of professional and amateur soccer players have collapsed recently, but then experts chimed in. The fact checkers looked into it, and don't worry, move along, there's nothing to see here. They said that this massive, unprecedented increase in footballers and people who watch football matches suddenly collapsing for no apparent reason whatsoever is just one big coincidence. Meanwhile, 4 million French discovered their vaccine passport has expired because they didn't get the latest booster. In a dystopian sign of our social credit score future, 4 million French people woke up to discover their vaccine passport has suddenly expired because they hadn't got the latest booster shot. And then who knows, maybe in the future, your permission, your passport to go to a bar, a restaurant, a entertainment venue, wherever, may suddenly expire if you express the wrong opinions about Russia's invasion of Ukraine on social media, because that's where it's all going. That's it. War Room is next.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.